Welcome to Shomach Shova and Adav, she is sponsored by Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samiches. And in Amud Aleph, we have the story when Rabbi Eliezer is about to be nifter from the world, Rabbi Akiva and his friends come to visit him. And there's many things that need beer in the conversation that's going on in that moment. But one very glaring kushya is when Rabbi Eliezer asks the Chaverim why they didn't come to visit him before. They said, we didn't have time. So he tells them, Tameya ani im yamusu misasatzom. I don't think you're going to die a natural death. He was referring to Asar Arugi Malchus. You're going to die in a terrible death. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Shelima, what about me? Omer lo shecha koshim mishalem. You're even worse. Rashi explains, because you should have learned Torah from me, you would gain much more than your friends. And it's a pale. If someone does not come learn Torah from a Rebbe, so he gets this misa. This is the answer to Avraham Blazer to the Rabbanim. And there's many other kushes in this maaseh, but would bring here what the Bnei Yisachar writes in his Sefer, Devarim Nechmodim. He gives a yesoi to this whole amud, and this may explain many things for anybody who's me'ayin it. He says that Rabbi Akiva and Chaverov were the Gilgul of the Aseres HaShvatim. We know that Asar Gemalchus was a kapara for Aseres HaShvatim. So he says like this, Rabbi Eliezer was the Gilgul of Reuven. The Reuven that gave the Eitzah and said, don't kill Yosef HaTzadik, but put him in the pit. And his intention was to save Yosef. That was the intention. Keneged Reuven is Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why it's called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, because he was a Gadol Shebeochim. Like Reuven, who was the Gadol, Rabbi Eliezer was the Gadol. And Rabbi Eliezer was trying to convince the Chaveyim to follow his way, like Reuven tried to convince his brothers to follow his lead. But when they didn't listen to him, they didn't come to learn from him. I mean, they didn't follow his lead. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Tameyanim Yamusu Misesatzom. Says, you had maybe a chance to correct what the Aseret HaShvatim did. They didn't listen to Reuven. But now that you didn't correct it, you have to get the Misa for Aseret HaShvatim. He says to me, if you will learn the Torah from Rabbi Eliezer, they will be saved. That will be a tikkun to what they did before. Continues the Yisoscho and explains, Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva gets the worst punishment? Because Rabbi Akiva is the Gilgul of Shimon. And Shimon is the one who started, he says, who started that whole process of getting Yosef to be sold? Really, originally he wanted to kill him, but then they sold him. It started by Shimon. So Shimon is the one who deserves the most to be punished. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, who's the Gilgul of Shimon, he's the one who gets the worst miso out of the Asar Arugim Malchus. So this Bnei Yisachar gives us a key. That we're not just talking here about Rabbi Eliezer and the Chaverim that they learned from it, they did not learn from it. This is over here the opportunity to misaken the Asar Arugim Malchus and to come and fix that. And that's a discussion over here. And tzich oid le'ayin, because we know that this is a continuation of the story there of Lazar regarding Tanu Shel Achnoi that he argued with the Chachamim. And how this fits with the Bnei Yisachar Ma'alech, something that we need to be me'ayin more. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.